Yesterday's sunset ended the holiest of the Jewish holidays, Yom Kippur, a day of atonement. And in the Jewish tradition, those who observe, abstain from food or drink, do not wash, apply lotions or creams, do not wear leather footwear, and abstain from conjugal relations for 26 hours, from sundown to sundown. It is instead a time for introspection, as well as active reconciliation and forgiveness. Deliberate choices must be made to distance oneself from those physical comforts during this time. Ritual fasts can be challenging for children and adults alike. There's an annual children's program called I'm Sorry Day at the Jewish Community Center, where I worked for several years. And this program provided accessible reflections on the value of saying, I'm sorry, and I forgive you. Yet, what a difficult lesson for us as we age to maintain the value of I'm sorry, and I forgive you. I find myself reciting the mantra of that responsive reading we shared this morning much more often than once a year. We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love. It almost feels like a breathing exercise. Breathing in peace, breathing out love. As often as I'm breathing. The days following Yom Kippur are spent building a physical structure outdoors called a sukkah. The sukkah is a hut that's built to provide shade, like a gazebo, but it's just for the festival of Sukkot. It's important that it's built under the open sky, so it's exposed, and the roof should be covered with organic materials that grow from the ground, so branches, or thin wooden slats or bamboo poles are often used for the roof. And there's just enough roof covering to provide more shade than sunlight, but not quite so much that you can't see the stars at night. Because during this time, those who observe the holiday, it's a festival of harvest and gratitude, they try to spend as much time as they can in that sukkah. To eat their meals there, to share time together, reading, even sleeping there at times. So a day of fasting, followed by feasting. Vulnerable, bare, exposed repentance, followed by harvest. Building, breaking bread together, and resting in the merciful shade. Ritual helps us transition. It helps us turn our attention toward growth and wholeness. How do we begin again in love? The Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian mantra of reconciliation and release. Ho'oponopono, it's a long word with lots of O's. The literal translation is to set right, to put in order, to correct, revise, adjust, amend, regulate. Those who practice the Ho'oponopono, they chant or repeat the following four phrases. You can write this down. You can remember this. The first one is, I'm sorry. Second one is, please forgive me. The third is thank you. And the fourth is I love you. So the phrases get repeated in this cycle. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. You can say it in any cadence, any tempo you want. And the cycle of the saying is released both inwardly and outwardly. We're saying it to ourselves, and we're saying it to the universe. We're saying it to many, many things. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So within this ritual, within spiritual practice, that's when we are able to release some of our attachments to the past in order to become fully present right now, in this moment. This exercise has brought different questions and concerns to the surface for me, depending on the circumstance. I'm sorry. For what am I sorry? What do I wish I could reconcile? To whom do I owe an apology? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Who do I need to ask for forgiveness? Can I forgive myself for something I need to release? Am I willing to receive forgiveness for something I've done? Please forgive me. Thank you. Thank you. Am I ready to say thank you and receive forgiveness? Is it comfortable or uncomfortable to express gratitude? What other things make me feel grateful and thankful? Who else in my life needs to receive my gratitude? Thank you. I love you. When I say I love you, do I really mean it? Can I really feel that phrase? And if not, what is in the way? What is in the way of beginning again in love? In his book entitled, This is Real and You Are Completely Unprepared, Alan Liu argues that the spiritual practices of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur do not change what happens to us, but they change us instead. He writes that one rehearses one's death on Yom Kippur, rehearsing one's attempt to tie up loose ends and address unfinished business, to remind us of what we must hold on to, what we must let go of who we are, and where we come from. What is important? What is at the core of our life? What will live on after we are wind and space? What are we clinging to that isn't important, that won't endure, that isn't worthy? What do we want to live on? Our money? Our pride? Our anger, our selfishness? And if not, we better let go of them now before they become what we are. When we are stripped down to our basic elements in ritual practice, such as fasting or reciting a mantra, our attachments to grudges and resentments and regrets has a chance to be released within the ritual. Not a guarantee, but a chance to begin again in love. Taking that stone out of my shoe does not remove the stone from my journey. It removes it from my current experience of wearing the shoe and taking steps forward. It means that I can heal from the injury of that stone that did not belong. It means that I can leave that stone behind on the trail. And this process is always happening, again and again in cycles, beginning again in love. Noah Levine, an American Buddhist teacher, writes about the constant struggle of forgiveness. He says, "The truth is, the experience of forgiveness is a momentary release. We don't and can't forgive forever. Instead, we only forgive for this present moment. That is both good news and bad news. The good news is that you can stop judging yourself for your inability to completely and absolutely let go of resentments once and for all. We forgive in one moment and get resentful again in the next. It's not a failure to forgive. It's a failure to understand impermanence. The bad news is that forgiveness is not something that will ever be done with. It's an ongoing aspect of our lives, and it necessitates a vigilant practice of learning to let go and living in the present. Spirit of life and love, we gather today to celebrate the life we have been given, this human experience. May our faith in the virtues of justice and love guide us toward reconciliation and forgiveness. May we say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you," as often as we need to. May we forgive ourselves and each other. May we begin again in love.